This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today flagged off the extended Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station. The train, which previously operated from Srinagar to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, will now run up to Jammu Tawi. The regular services on the extended route will begin from Saturday. The train will now operate with 20 coaches instead of 8, which will significantly enhance the capacity, connectivity and comfort. With the extension of Vande Bharat train, the passengers can travel between Jammu and Srinagar in less than 5 hours. Union Minister of State Jitendra Singh and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah were also present on the occasion. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today described Pakistan as a centre for international terrorism and India as a hub of information technology. Speaking at the National Security Summit 2.0 in New Delhi, he said that Operation Sindoor gave a message to the world that India will not tolerate any terrorist activity under any circumstances. Mr. Singh said that India is no longer the country that moves forward with that old mindset where terrorist attacks happen on our soil and we just keep issuing diplomatic statements. Arunachal Pradesh's Chera Loku, representing India, won a silver medal at the 5th World Taijiquan Championships held in Burgas, Bulgaria. Additionally, Mepung Lamgu also secured an impressive 5th position, showcasing the rising strength and potential of the state's athletes at the international level. Arunachal government introduced high-tech thermal drones in the capital, Itanagar, yesterday and launched a training program for frontline forest personnel to modernize surveillance and strengthen wildlife rescue operations under the Forest, Environment and Climate Change Department. 5 thermal drones were distributed in Namdafa Tiger Reserve, Deomali Division, Mehau Wildlife Sanctuary, Nampong Division and Itanagar Biological Park, enhancing surveillance in dense terrain, tracking wildlife and curbing poaching, trafficking, encroachment and illegal activities. The Supreme Court today strongly objected to a plea filed by AIIMS seeking to set aside its earlier order that permitted a 15-year-old girl to medically terminate her 30-week pregnancy. The court also asked the center to consider amending the law to allow rape survivors to terminate unwanted pregnancies even beyond 20 weeks. The court stressed that law must remain organic and aligned with changing times. The court underlined that the final decision must rest with the personal concern. Department of Youth Affairs, Arunachal Pradesh, in collaboration with Arunachal State Council for Science and Technology, is organizing Arunachal Science League, a working model-making competition on 17th July 2026 at Arunachal Pradesh Science Center, Itanagar. It is aimed at fostering innovation among youth through STEM fields. The 2026 edition, themed STEM for Viksit and Atmanirbhar Bharat, invites participants to create impactful solutions in sustainable agriculture, green energy and emerging technologies with a total prize pool of ₹3,30,000. Registration will be open from 1st May to 30th May 2026. The competition will be held under two categories, 15 to 21 years for junior and 22 to 29 years for seniors. Member of the Northeastern Council, Tenzing Norbu Thongdok, who is on a two-day tour in East Siang district of Arunachal, visited project sites at Pasigat, Ruksin and Mebo subdivisions in East Siang district. Thongdok attended the inaugural program of the Common Facility Center set up at Mekong Village, constructed by Prime Minister's Development Initiative for Northeast Region Scheme, and urged the local villagers to avail benefits of various online services. Mr. Thongdok also visited 14-kilometer-long Merem Mekong Jonai Road, restructured with NEC fund. He later held a review meeting putting emphasis on submission of utilization certificates and project completion reports in time, assuring that the NEC is all set to grant more funds against new projects. Thongdok suggested that the engineers submit smaller and needed-based projects. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a two-day visit to Ladakh beginning today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that during his visit, he will be attending the first-ever international exposition of the holy relics of Lord Buddha, commencing on the 1st of May on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.